Fort Lauderdale City Commission is saying yes to the future of the WAVE streetcar project. Commissioners voted 3-2 early this morning. The approval was the last piece needed to move forward with the nearly 3-mile-long streetcar system and reopen new bids for the project. Public input on the WAVE drew more than 90 speakers and lasted for over 3 hours. Joanne Richter spoke out against the project. She says the WAVE is just too expensive when the city has other things to fix.
I'm finding the cost associated with the WAVE to be alarming, particularly in light of the fact that we're having to spend a shocking amount in order to replace and repair our sewer system.
Fort Lauderdale has voted to borrow $200 million to begin sewer repairs. The people who came to speak during the public hearing were nearly split down the middle in support for the project. FAU architecture student Melanie De Jesus says she wants the WAVE.
I want to stop having to go to other places to learn what we don't have. I'm proud to see the opportunity for Fort Lauderdale to grow through the implementation of the WAVE streetcar.
If new bids for the WAVE come in over $142.5 million, the city, county, and state can reject them. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.